West Vancouver Capilano MLA Karen Kirkpatrick will not be running in the coming BC election. BC United announced Thursday that Kirkpatrick, who was elected as a BC Liberal MLA in 2020, will not be on the ballot on October 19. Serving as the MLA for West Vancouver Capilano has truly been an honor. These past 4 years have been exciting, but not without their challenges, including a breast cancer diagnosis in 2021. Although I am optimistic my health concerns are behind me, I have made the decision to put my health and family first, Kirkpatrick said in a release from the party. In the release, Kirkpatrick endorsed the BC United as the only team with the expertise, experience, and track record to defeat David Eby and the NDP. Kirkpatrick served as the party's critic for housing, childcare, autism and accessibility, gender equity and inclusion. In the release, BC United leader Kevin Falcon expressed his gratitude to Kirkpatrick for her service in representing the riding. I spoke with Karen and she shared the challenging health journey she's traveled, and I agree this is the right thing for her and her family. I want to extend my heartfelt thanks for the exceptional service Karen has provided to West Vancouver Capilano, and to all of British Columbia. Her passionate desire for change will be deeply missed. The party has not yet named its candidate for the riding. West Vancouver Capilano was among the safest of the safe seats for the BC Liberals, routinely winning with more than 50% or 60% of the popular vote. Previously, it was held by Ralph Sultan. In West Vancouver Sea to Sky, BC United MLA Jordan Sturdy has announced he too will not be seeking re-election. So far, the only confirmed nomination for any of the North Shore's four ridings has been the BC Green Party's Jeremy Valeriote, who will be running again in West Vancouver Sea to Sky. He finished just 60 votes back from Sturdy in 2020 following a recount. Brichter at nsnews.com. Twitter.com/BrentRichter